This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What do you mean?
It's just the Deftones, not Mighty Mighty Anything.
What do you mean? I thought it was the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
No, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, this is the Deftones. Two different things. Yeah. Completely different.
I don't know
different.
About the Mighty Mighty. I know about the Deftones.
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, you guys know, because there's a song that was on rotation for a while.
Yeah, you've never heard of the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones?
Dude, I'm at the point now where I hear a song, I'm like, oh yeah, I know the song. I don't know who the artist is. You know, I live in the 80s.
This is probably
this
30 years
both
ago.
Both you guys know that.
I think the Boss Tones were the 90s, if
really?
I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Oh wow. Man, I don't.
So what's the Deftones hit? Am I supposed to know this? So BT and I?
I think we know Def Jam more. Put it that way.
Yeah. Definitely.
My Own Summer, Be Quiet and Drive. I don't know. White Pony is one of their best albums.
Anyway, so there's an issue. There's an issue Hoff has with the Deftones. Where is the show tonight?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, where is it?
It's at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, it's that big of an event? Wow.
Yeah, they sold off.
Deftones sold out Madison Square Garden?
Yes.
They should be called the Mighty Mighty Deftones. I mean, that's a pretty mighty achievement right there.
Okay.
Selling out the world's most famous. All right, so anyway, he's been looking for people to go to this for a while.
How many tickets did he have?
How many do you have?
I have two. It's not a while, really, because I thought I nailed down two different people at different times.
And?
Okay.
And then they both said no.
And here you are on the day of. What about your wife? She doesn't want to take the day off?
Well, she's one of the two people that said no.
And what happened? Why?
She refuses.
Why?
Because she doesn't want to go see him. She's last time she saw them, she was 6 or 7 months pregnant with Anthony. And then she told me from that day on, she cannot do it ever again.
So he can't, so he's looking for, I'm like, come on, I have no interest. Deftones, but I really can't go anyway. I got stuff going on. You know, I got to watch
the
baseball.
Did you ask him where the seats are? Like you wanted to ask Devin the other day?
That was kind of my point was that, A, who have you asked around here? B, why don't you throw it out to Evan? Just wait till about, I don't know, 2 o'clock-ish and be like, Ev, what are you doing tonight? Do you want to go to the Deftones concert?
You should ask Gallo. Gallo strikes me as somebody who listens to that kind of music.
Gallo would have, but he was unable to. He can't.
Who forget else? About Evan. Forget about Tiki.
I asked Richard Christie. He was unavailable.
Richard Christie?
From the Stern Show when I was talking to them earlier this morning.
Okay. Who else?
I asked Lou Gower because he said he had interest, and then he said no, he couldn't.
I mean, the Mets are off. What are these guys doing?
Well, nobody wants to go to that's why I thought today was a great day to go. It's like I could have gone yesterday. They were at Prudential, but I'm like, no, today is an off day. Let's go. We'll go to MSG.
So right now you have a ticket. Maybe Mitchell and Fort Lee. He's usually good for that stuff.
If he wants to drive me home,
you never know. You guys go get some wings. What was it called again? Candelita? What's the name of the place?
Candelight.
Oh, Candelight.
You were very off today.
For the wings?
For the wings, yes. Yeah, we got to go there.
You said
spot.
That after the wrestling. Yeah.
And speaking of which, Mitch is still on it for Saturday. I don't know if you're still interested.
Oh, with the Devils Rangers?
Yeah. Are you still available?
I'm still available. I'm still interested. I don't know to what degree. You know, I don't want to overstate the interest, but I am available. The first step is I'm never available on Saturdays. I actually am available this Saturday.
Okay. So we're still in play for that. I had texted him last night with a negative, like, oh, I guess we're out for Saturday because I didn't hear back. And he said, nope, I'm still on it. I'm asking. So there is hope alive potentially for Rangers Devils.
Puck drops, what, 12:30?
12:30, yes.
By the way, what's the last concert you went to? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember. Could it have been Billy Joel?
That's a good one to be, last one.
What about you? You remember?
Yeah, I know I saw Billy in 2020. Somewhere, well, that was COVID. Mm. In 2019 at the Garden.
Last concert I
went to. But I think the last one was actually, and it was awesome, Def Leppard Journey at the Garden. Sold out.
What year was that? How many years ago?
Maybe 2021. Something like that. Yeah, in the neighborhood.
I don't recall the last time I was at a concert, honestly.
What a great
concert. I
used
to go a little bit more. I was going to say Kanye West. I don't know if I could say that.
You say whatever you want.
But that's year. Well, I mean, he's lost his mind. But that was a long time ago. I would go
see
Kanye.
Where'd you see him? The Garden?
I've seen him everywhere. Coliseum, Garden.
Wow.
Yeah, all over the place. Billy Joel, I saw probably, geez, could that be right? 2018?
That's a while ago.
That's my last concert? Ooh. 2018?
It's a long time ago. Go tonight. Break the schneid.
I mean, maybe if I heard of the Deftones. I mean, maybe. No, I actually can't. I got too much stuff going on. Plus, I want to watch the games tonight. We got the Yankees on tonight.
Yeah, get some hits for the Yankees here. Enough with the strikeouts. And I got to watch two games.
And I got to watch Married at First Sight Australia. I'm toward the end on catching up on that. 30-something episodes in the season.
No way. Oh, that's right. You did say that. Yeah. Married at First
Sight.
It's
the best show on TV. I would love to do it now.
What?
Yeah, meaning like where I'm at mentally, not
okay.
You know, if I were single, of
course. Do you at least see a picture of the person before you? Is it really
no,
married at
no,
first sight? So why the hell would you do that? You don't know what you're stepping into. What are you, nuts?
I know, but see, you're a guy who would fail at it because you're looking at it from the wrong perspective.
Well, I think I'm looking at it from the only perspective. No, I'm trying to stack the odds in my favor.
No, the matchmakers are setting you up with somebody who they believe on paper is a good match for
That's
you.
That's the premise of the show?
Yeah, because
but do they ever mess around and try to make it bad and give you a bad match?
No.
I mean, so they do it on the up and up.
Bad matches happen
all the time.
For
sure, but not by design.
But no, it's because people probably at first sight say, I'm not physically attracted to this person, which leads to a fascinating dynamic because they say, look, you came to us for a reason. All the people that you were thinking you were attracted to are the wrong people for you.
Well, let me find out. At least they're attractive. I'll have some fun finding out.
But then you don't want to be married at first.
Well, that's true.
If you want to be married, then you go on the show. If you want to hook up, and some people have the problem differentiating. You would be one, like, there's this guy Harrison. I'm married at first.
I shouldn't even give the names.
Yeah, oh, dude, I'm into it. I told my wife.
What is it on? Every Thursday?
No. It's on. We watch it now on the app. So
I
think it aired a couple of years ago, but we're just watching it now.
Okay.
So we could catch up on it. But I was telling my wife in bed last night as we're watching this. After all the games, we watched it down with a nice little Married at First Sight Australia.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to miss this show when it's over.
Is this the last season?
There are probably other seasons we could go catch up on, but or when they come out with a new one. But we'll be done with this version of it. And I'm enjoying it. I highly recommend it. If you want to be entertained, you probably wouldn't like it.
Why?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All the reasons you just gave right
there. Those were for me, applicable to me. I mean, if other people going through it,
Do you watch reality shows?
Dice. Yeah, dude.
Like Housewives, New Jersey Housewives.
Jen watches it all the time. Are you kidding me?
Does Jen watch Married at First Sight?
No. She got me. She heard me too.
No, but it's not about that.
I know, I'm just teasing.
Or Love is Blind, even. That was a good one on. I think it's on Netflix.
She definitely watches Housewives all the time. I've been watching reality shows going back to Joe Millionaire, one of the first reality shows. I enjoy them. Okay. I think they're pretty good. I like them.
Okay, so then take this recommendation. Married at First Sight, Australia version, season 10.
That's a lot to remember. Now, 10 seasons.
No, but it's just season 10. That's it. Now, I will say that there's going to be at least a few reasons why it would pique your interest in the show.
Gotcha. Message received.
Okay. That's a starter. That gets you into it.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's, there's drama and all that stuff.
All right.
BT and Sal, on the Fan, 888. Yeah, I could see Dove and Hoff both going home watching Married at First Sight Australia. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Frank is in Smithtown talking about Joe Milton. What's up, Frank?
Hey, BT and Sal. How's it going?
Hey, good, buddy.
All right, so I know it's kind of a weird, transition since y'all are talking about Pete Alonso and Juan Soto from the Mets. Mm-hmm. And I'm a Steelers Cowboys fan. And the Joe Milton situation is kind of interesting for two reasons. Firstly, what they gave up from. Because they gave up a fifth-round pick to get Joe Milton and a seventh when the Giants couldn't even give up maybe even a third, like you said earlier. Mm-hmm. Which blows my mind a bit.
Maybe the Giants don't think he's any good, honestly. Not that I would trust the Giants quarterback evaluation lately, but it's possible they don't think he's viable.
Well, I mean, my debate is that, they gave up only for a fifth, you wouldn't take a shot on that?
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm not saying that I would. I like Joe. He's 6'5", 250, big boy. I like him. I'm intrigued. I don't know if they are.
Yeah. Sorry, Frank. I don't want to go there because of the background noise. Yeah, I mean, look, I would have. Here's the thing. You and I are different than what the Giants would do. And it's not just you and I being together. Anybody, any individual listening, you have your thought. The Giants have theirs. If the Giants in any way, shape, or form thought Joe Milton could potentially be a franchise quarterback, I would assume and hope that they would have inquired and given up at least a fifth or a seventh or maybe even, dare I say, a fourth-round pick.
Uh-huh.
Think about what we're talking about here. Now, the Cowboys are doing it as a backup to Dak Prescott. They like him as a backup. They like his potential, but it's a backup. I think there is an overrating of backup quarterbacks, especially in a small sample size, that is taking place. But if you're desperate for a franchise quarterback, why wouldn't you take a flyer on somebody if you believe that they had the potential?
I would. I also think, by the way, Dallas is getting ready to move on from Dak. I don't mean necessarily this year, but I don't think Dak is with the Cowboys in 3 years. I don't even know if he's on the team next year. So
I don't know if it was Boomer and Geo talking about or somewhere else that I heard it that there was thought that maybe they trade with the Browns.
I remember seeing that a couple of weeks ago. I don't know how viable that story was. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not trying to shoot down a report. I don't know.
I guess in this hypothetical, it would be the Browns trading trading Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson? Why would Dallas?
Well, okay, hold on. Hear me out. Browns trading the second pick and Deshaun Watson for Dak.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think that was the point is they would then get out of Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
I think this is it. Now, again, who the hell knows if this is even realistic?
You're also getting out of the number two pick, and if you don't love Sanders, then maybe it's worthy from Cleveland's perspective.
Yeah,
I like Dak. That's good. I don't think he's great.
Cowboys have to bite the bullet on the Deshaun Watson contract.
Well, that's the problem. That's $230 million guaranteed, dude. Yeah. I mean, just ruptures Achilles, not to mention that he isn't even that good anymore.
But you'd be getting Shador Sanders in that spot.
If you love him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know if Dallas loves him.
I haven't even seen this reported. I just heard Boomer and Geo talking about it.
I got you. No, listen, I mean, I think the quarterback possibilities and that those conversations are always intriguing and interesting to me. And I don't think it's Nuttyville to suggest that because, let's face it, Cleveland's got to do something. I think Dallas is getting very restless with their situation. So I don't think it's whacked out to think that that's remotely plausible. But back to the Giants real quick. I know we have to break here. to me, somebody said, well, you know, and the caller, you know, why wouldn't you give up a third or a fourth round pick? Well, like isolated, yeah, you would take a flyer on somebody that's interesting, unless you don't view him as interesting.
Correct.
Then you wouldn't even give up a sixth round pick for him if you don't think he could play.
Bingo. So you or I might be interested in him. The Colas might be interested in him. The Giants look at him and say, we're not interested in him.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.